The next patient is Willie Wallace. The last name is Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E. Clinical case of a 67-year-old African-American male that has CKD stage 3B, period. The problem is related to the combination of nephrosclerosis that is associated to the old arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and type 2 diabetes. But the most important component is the cardiorenal syndrome. The patient has dilated cardiomyopathy, who is LV like in Victor, AD like in Delta, LVAD dependent, period. The patient maintains a serum creatinine of 2.3, and the estimated GFR is 33 mL per minute. The albumin is 4.7. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The BUN is 11. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is normal. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, a patient has dilated cardiomyopathy status post LVAD since 2019. We don't have a recent ejection fraction. Period, the patient has an appointment with the cardiologist and we are going to request copies of the echocardiogram. Following number, gout with hyperuricemia on allopurinol. The serum uric acid is 7.1. Following number, the patient has a chronic congestive heart failure, but he's compensated because he follows the sodium restriction as well as the fluid restriction of 33 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, atrial fibrillation status was AICD. The patient is anticoagulated with Coumadin, period. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.1. Following number, a history of right atrial mass. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, anemia with an hemoglobin of 11.2, period. Following number, hyperlipidemia. This hyperlipidemia is out of control. The cholesterol is about 220, and there is elevation of the triglycerides. We are going to put the patient back on levostatin, lovastatin, 20 milligrams at bedtime. Period, the recommendation was made regarding communication with the cardiologist in order for him to know that the patient is taking statins, period. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face. Was 18 minutes and 10 minutes in the documentation.